Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with a group of people here from the Union Street Players to talk about the night of January 16th. We're sitting down with Doug DeWolf, playing the prosecutor in the upcoming show, Denise Gregory, playing the defense attorney, and Tom Vanderwill, president of Union Street Players. So we have all sides represented here. And first and foremost, I'd really like to just thank the three of you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
The Night of January 16th is a play by Ayn Rand, and this is an interesting play. Tom, could you give me a little bit of background on the play and why the Union Street Players chose it?
Ayn Rand, obviously, is a great author. That she's written many great books, and it's interesting sometimes to have somebody who authored novels to actually write a play. So many people don't know that Ayn Rand also wrote a play. So that was one of the things that we found very interesting about it. And the other piece to this play that's very, it's a courtroom drama that is kind of a sensational trial of the century type story. And we liked it because it's very much representative of the kinds of trials we see on court TV every day. But at the same time, there is an audience participation aspect. 12 volunteers from the audience each night will be asked to sit on stage in the jury box and play the jury. And so literally, audience members will decide the verdict, guilty or not guilty, and determine the end of the play, and it could be different every night. It's going to be four shows. We're going to be doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That'll be March 29th through the 31st at 7 p.m. each evening. And then on Sunday, April 1st, this is no April Fool's joke, we will be having a 2 o'clock matinee.
As actors in the play, and this is a question for both of you, are you more interested in the background of the roles because of that audience participation aspect?
Yes, I would say it makes it more interesting because Denise and I, we're competing against each other. One of us is going to win at the end of the night, and we don't know which one it is. So we have to really get into our roles and believe that we are correct.
Well, of course, my client is innocent, and I have faith in our Pella people that we will see that there is more to the truth than just what meets the eye, and I believe that our jury will find our defendant innocent.
And of course, as Tom said, it could be different every night. There's the additional dynamic, as we spoke about, of the competition between you two, but there's also, of course, the normal acting that goes into it. Do you feel that you have to do extra preparation for your roles to keep track of both audiences, as it were?
I don't know if I'd say we did extra preparation. Our director did have us do several exercises to try to learn more about our characters in depth and their backgrounds and where they came from and what motivates them.
This is a fascinating setting for this play because it is written in 1935, and so we want to bring some depth of not only the characters but of the times and the morals of that time. And so with that in mind, we have worked really hard to try to have some depth to our characters and to be able to speak to today's audience and bring the past's thoughts into that as well. So it's really been fun.
And do you think that that aspect of the crime taking place in the 1930s plays into how the presentation is made?
Definitely. Those were heady times. We were, post-war era. The mob was in competition with the law, and so there were a lot of things going on that I think people had a lot of moral decisions to make, and it's interesting to see us in 2012 deal with those same aspects.
I know that you're following a script, but are there any specific tactics that you guys are going to follow as attorneys, things that you're bringing to the trial to win? And of course, we don't want to show your hands too much here, but if there's any insight you can give us.
No special tactics or tricks that I can think of. I believe that once the jury hears the testimony from my witnesses, they will believe what I tell them is true.
Well, of course, there's more than one truth here, and I think that once all aspects of all persons' knowledge comes forward, we'll see that she really is innocent.
Tom, is there anything that you'd like to highlight about the show?
It's an interesting play from the point of view that because it is a trial, most of the characters in the play don't interact with one another. They are on the stand and they get questioned by either Doug or Denise's characters. So one of the things that the director did with us, which was kind of neat, was we all developed our own character backgrounds and our own character histories. We each had to write out a little bit about who we are and where we came from. And then we actually had a party. And we came as our characters, and we interacted with one another in character, in order to learn about one another. And it was kind of a fun exercise that is a little bit different than most plays simply because of that aspect. We had a lot of fun.
Did you find that useful as well?
Yes, it helped me to learn more about who my character is and why he is doing what he's doing, why he's pursuing justice, and because of his background, what led him there.
It also helps us have a consistency in our character, knowing where we came from and why we think the way we do. We're able to maintain a constant character.
Well, I think that brings us through just about everything for this, unless there's something else you guys would like to touch on.
The only thing I would say, Evan, is we want everybody to come out, see the show Thursday through Sunday, March 29th through April 1st. Tickets are being sold online at www.unionstreetplayers.com. We're no longer selling tickets through the community services office, so you can either order lines right online there at our website or call our box office, which is at 230-1172.
Excellent. Well, once again, I'd like to thank you, Doug, Denise, and Tom for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Thank you.
Evan.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. This is the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.